The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So hello and welcome, everyone, to this edition of Happy Hour. Such a delight to be with you in this moment in time. So I want to turn our practice today to one of the Brahmaviharas, one of the four heavenly abodes that gets less attention usually. You know, first one, metta, gets a lot of attention in our practice, and the second one, compassion too. The third one, mudita, vicarious joy, happiness for the happiness of others, happiness for our own happiness, just happiness. Let's just say joy. 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 I want to pay a little more attention to joy because we so need it for life, for practice, for to support ourselves, to support others. And I'll tell you that one inspiration for today's practice came earlier today. I had a meeting with a fellow Dharma teacher, and they said something that it was really funny when both of us burst out laughing. I mean, maybe it wasn't that funny, but it was just joyful to laugh. And this feeling of this uplift that happens in the heart, laughing with someone, this uplift, not laughing at someone, but with someone, and this uplift that happens in the heart. And they mentioned that in some recent teaching they had done, they had asked folks, oh, when was the last time you laughed out loud? So that was a query that they had given. So for me, that was today. Otherwise, I don't know when was the last time I laughed out loud. Maybe, I don't know, saying something funny perhaps. But again, not to take that prompt as a, when was the last time, you know, not like, oh, not to beat ourselves up. Oh, I don't laugh enough, but like, oh, wow, maybe I can be inspired. How can I inspire myself to laugh more? Okay, I'm going to change the prompt. It's not, when was the last time you laughed out loud? That can be a little punitive somehow, judgy. How can I inspire myself to have more joy in my life? Yeah, how's that? That's the prompt. Okay, I've said enough. That's the set up for our practice, our meditation practice. So I'm going to invite you to let all of the words go and let's land in our bodies, this present moment, allowing the eyes to close, the body to settle in a comfortable seated position, or lying down or standing position. That's the body needs this moment in time. And inviting the body to soften. Inviting the heart to soften. If there's any holding tightness in the body, inviting it to allow some breath to move through it. Letting go of thoughts, letting go of stories. Inviting the heart, the mind to settle in the joy of the present moment, the joy of presence. This present moment is a gift, a present. Let's spend a few more minutes settling the breath, the body, tilling the soil. Let's imagine this in-breath is a gift. It's a present, as if we're receiving a breath from Santa. Our bodies know how to be delighted. Now this breath, feeling it through the body. In fact, joy as PT could be translated, one of the seven factors of awakening. One of the seven factors of awakening. We need joy. We need to cultivate joy. Not reaching for outrage or sadness or anger, which is easy to summon in today's world with social media. But reaching for gladness. Gladness for no reason. Just because. If it's arising for you, great. And if you need some support, maybe tuning into the gladness that perhaps babies experience when they're playing, when they're giggling, when they're well fed. There's a time in every baby's life when somehow the giggling starts or happens. It's a phase. You're probably seen. Babies, or maybe videos of them giggling, just happy, for no reason. Or maybe fellow mammals, maybe dogs playing, cute kittens in play. Same way that in the metta practice, we wish ourselves well, and one practice is to imagine ourselves safe and happy and healthy, etc. In different tableaus, here, imagine an image of yourself happy, laughing. Maybe it's an image of yourself as a baby giggling uncontrollably for no reason. We've all done it. Just because this body knows how to laugh. We've all laughed out loud. And even if the mind is grumpy right now, I'm not happy, I haven't laughed for a long time, it's okay. Thank you, dear mind. Yeah. Negativity bias, of course, of course. This heart, this body knows how to experience joy, wholesome joy. Uplift the heart. To serve freedom. To serve ease for the sake of ourselves and others. We cannot make sadness and pain the only measure of our attention, the only measure of our praise. That would be silly. Be creative. See where your heart can find its own way. To gladness right here. Receiving this breath. Receiving so much good in this world. The Sangha, the ability to have the Dhamma to practice, community. Consciousness. And if it's a big stumble, then just smile. There are studies about the physiological effect of simply smiling. Smile. If nothing else, just wear a smile and see what happens in your body, in your heart. What do you have to lose? Wear a big smile. This is your one and only life, and it's not lasting. It's not going to last. You might as well smile. What supports my mind and heart to experience more joy, more gladness in this moment? As we turn to bring this meditation period to a close, dropping in the question to our hearts one more time and listening to see what question, what answers might bubble up. Instead of answering them from the head, see what rises. How can I be supported? What supports me? Supports my heart and mind to experience more joy. And if no responses come up, that's okay. Live the question. Live the question. Love and live the question. May we experience joy, one of the seven factors of awakening, for our own sake and for the sake of all others whose lives we are interconnected, deeply interconnected with. May all beings be happy and joyful. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you, friends. Thank you for your practice. Lovely to practice together. So nice to see you. Ah, how fun to practice. So the arc of our practice today was, as I mentioned earlier, tapping into this factor of joy. Quality of mudita, vicarious joy, happiness for the happiness of others, ourselves. Primarily, I lean into happiness for the happiness of ourselves today with getting the gift of the breath as if we're receiving a gift, but also others. There was the invitation to tune into happy puppies and cute kittens and children, you know, a way to tune into to joy, gladness, happiness, whatever way would be accessible. And then the question was to drop in and to let the inside come up. What supports me to have more joy? And that is a question I want to invite you to reflect on in the small groups for the sake of yourself. Not educate, not edify, but just exploring what supports me. And I'll tell you what came up for me. Here's my practice report. As I dropped in the question, what supports me to have more joy? The answer might be a little surprising to those who don't know me and what I love to practice. So those who know me know that I love to practice and teach mindfulness of death, knowing that life is impermanent. And when I bring my finitude into my forefront, I'm really in the marrow of how limited this life is, that it's not going to last. I'm going to die. That supports me to loosen. It supports me to let go of whatever it is that I'm worrying about, thinking about, just needlessly fretting over. And it just, I become happier. It just, mindfulness of death brings joy for me. The practice brings joy. It's, there's nothing to hang on to. There's nothing to take with me. This is it. Might as well be happy. I have a choice in my mind in this moment. So, and I choose gladness. So, and your mileage might vary. Whatever came up for you, what supports your joy? Maybe, I don't know, less doom scrolling. That could be, you know, less upsetting and more joy, or more play, if there are ways in which you can bring more play into your life. So let's explore. Let's explore, friends. Let's explore. Let's go in alphabetical order in the groups. And again, you're just exploring for your own sake. You're speaking out loud as if you're writing to yourself, dear self, what brings me more joy is, well, I don't know, but maybe this, you know, you're just exploring out loud and other people are supporting you and holding space with kindness. And then the next person and the next person. And you go around and around a few times. So maybe you get inspired from one another. Maybe one of you will say, I don't know, improv. I used to do improv. That's actually me. That used to bring me a lot of joy. Oh, maybe that's a great idea. Maybe I can find an improv class again. So let's go around and around for a few minutes. And I am going to create the breakout rooms. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another. And explore joy. What supports me to experience more joy or to experience not more, but just joy in my life? Maybe it's just as simple as turning my life, my mind away from heaviness into joy. So here we go. Opening the rooms. Take care of yourselves and be kind to one another. Actually, wait, let me recreate what happened. Hold on. There we go. Here we go. This was probably a joyful, more joyful than usual. I see some smiles and nods. Yeah, this is great. So what did you learn? I'm curious. Please do share with the community what came up. Tell us, do tell. Stephanie, please.
Yeah, always the first one with my hand up. I said something that made Serena laugh, and that brought me joy. And what I said was, blah, 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 and then I'll die. And to be able to acknowledge that in the midst of everything that's going on physically and psychologically, it's like, you know what, Nikki, you're absolutely right. After, you know, I'll do this, and then I'll die. And to the point where I'm being flippant with the funeral homes and trying to prearrange cremation. Not that I think I'm dying soon, but to prearrange cremation, and they keep trying to upsell. And my line is, listen, when I die, burn it and return it. Everything else is fine. You don't even have to return it. Just burn it. And there is something incredibly freeing, just incredibly freeing about that. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. I so appreciate your share. There is something incredibly freeing with just accepting that, yeah, this is limited. And how do I want to be? How do I want to live? And always worrying and this and that and that. And yeah, I'm going to die, of course. And also, I'm just loving, you know, the arrangements you're making. And since you're making arrangements, I'll put this on your radar, by the way, you are in California, right? So there are some natural burials that are actually accessible, and it's much more environmentally friendly, I've learned, than cremation, which was more in vogue, which is more environmentally friendly than being buried, but actually natural burials. So if that sounds interesting, then yeah, check it out. Yeah. All right. Great. Thanks. Thank you. Sujung. Am I saying your name right, Sujung? Tell me.
Yes. Okay. Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good to see you. So mine was very simple. You know, first, connecting with people, socialized, whoever, probably whom I know, been known for a long time or got to know recently. And just being in nature with my dog, it smells up the trees, see the sunset together, and then just hearing the bird sound was just like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Something like that. And then I think the third one was setting the boundaries. It's four, so important. And I was like, I was so happy that one of the person I shared the breaker room together, the share information, he said something and I feel like, oh my God, this is what I enjoy too. So I was like, oh my goodness, very similar. And it just, I think that all of us are like feel the same, pretty much what makes it happy.
Yeah, so more joy. I hear that when you hurt someone else, so what brings them joy? Yeah, that brings me joy too. And I so appreciated what you were sharing, nature and spending time with your dog and the sound of the birds and community, friends, hearing your list. That was bringing me joy. And also I'm curious when you said, setting boundaries brings me joy. Now that's an interesting one. That I found that a little surprising because that, setting so tell me more a little bit if you would, because setting boundaries for me is, there's a sense of uprightness like that it brings or relief or safety, not so much joy. So help me out, help me understand that a little more.
I think this setting the boundary has been my life, whatever the thing that I have to solve.
Ah, it's a challenge, it's something that you spark. Got it. I understand now, something that you're aspiring to become better at. So when you do it, then it's yay, I did it. Yay. It's like kind of tap on the back. Is that how it brings up joy?
So not much of actually setting the boundaries itself. And I think that through the setting the boundaries, my words and the other person, they meet my needs and they're trying to meet in between or just respect my boundaries, and it makes me happy and feel
Makes you
supported.
happier. Maybe you feel supported that way. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Sweet. Good to have you. Thank you. Barbara, what's up?
The person that I was with mentioned music with other people, and that resonated with me. So I said, me too. I enjoy when I can come together and enjoy music with other people. I think that she was a singer, and I went, we've had a lot of live concerts where I can sit right in the front row and listen to these wonderful singers from different countries.
That's lovely.
And
It
so
brings you joy,
it's
both community and music. And it's
joy.
interesting, as you say this, Barbara, I'm reminded. So, in the Buddhist tradition, also, whatever is shared, it's important for me to also bring the Buddhist lens to it, which is, the idea of chanting. And I don't know how many of you actually appreciate or are into chanting. I see some nods. Actually, chanting is the Buddhist answer to music. Music, awesome, awesome, great. And there's something about chanting, also chanting in community, that is very joyful. So if you haven't done that, also Barbara, since you enjoy music and participating in the aspect of community, I'm going to recommend you check that out as well, because it's so, and it calms the mind and it's so joyful in a very different way. Yeah,
Yeah.
thanks for bringing that in.
Yes. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. It's great. Vito, I see your hands up. What's up?
I mentioned, I'm gonna lower my hand, that I enjoy reading about studying religion and reading mythology and legend and things that I also love music. I adore music, especially 60s and 70s music and things like that. But the other person I was with mentioned that they enjoy social connections.
Oops, lost you. Not sure what happened. But yes, connection and music and also reading the mind, cultivating the mind and study. Yeah, actually I so appreciate you brought that in, Peter, the s studying. That brings me joy also, like studying and understanding and yeah, the mental cultivation. Thanks so much for bringing that in, Peter. That was lovely. Cindy.
Thank you, Nikki. Love this topic. And I've agreed with everyone. Music's amazing when you're at a concert and everybody's full of joy and they're all connected. It's pretty amazing. First thing that came to my mind is my 4-year-old grandson. He is just so full of joy. Everything. And he brings me joy. And I never stop laughing when I'm with him. He laughs too. We make each other laugh. And, Yeah, it's beautiful. And it's like children are just joy. And somehow as we get older, we lose some of it. It comes back sometimes, but it's there for them. Everything is new and they say funny things and it's just beautiful. So I just had to share that because he's just such a joy.
Yeah, thanks for sharing this. It's yeah, children are a joy. It's whether their R's are related to them or not, they're just a joy. Yeah, it's good to connect with young ones. Yeah, especially live, sweet. Well, thank you all. Thank you for your practice and also the conversation, the discussion. It's wonderful to turn our minds and hearts towards joy. It is wholesome. And of course, to say that, there are in there are ways, the worldly ways. So maybe I'll share a teaching before ending. And that is, one teaching on the second establishment of mindfulness in the Satipatthana Sutta is Vedana, or feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, and neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And that the pleasant, right, that is that pleasant Vedana, pleasant feeling tone. There are two pleasants. One is worldly, the other one is unworldly. So I want to make a distinction between the two. So what's worldly pleasant is, music, companionship, all of these are worldly, wonderful. Or good food, might be pleasant. Then there is the unworldly, right? The unworldly, it's what is not of the flesh is also translated as this category, which is this joy that is higher, that is uplifting in ways that are not of the flesh, of not of the simpler, are higher joys. So both are wonderful, right? So one cultivates the other, and yet let's not get stuck in the worldly pleasantnesses, right? Let's be aware of the two kinds, and let us cultivate our hearts and minds. For example, when you are kind and generous to someone, ah, oh, that brings joy, doesn't it? Don't you experience joy, happiness when you're kind to someone? Oh, that's of a different quality, right? It's a different kind of joy. So be attuned to different kinds of joy. All right. So with that, oh, CB, you want to bring a last word in before we close?
Just real quick, yes, thank you. And question to your little teaching that just happened. First, I want to say, oh my gosh, how many minutes were we talking about joy? 20, 25 minutes. Amazing. Amazing. I love it. I felt much joy hearing about other people's joy in the breakout rooms. And that also inspired me to find new pathways for joy. And then just hearing the joy in our huge sangha here, and inspiration like really takes. It's so helpful. It's like I feel the chemicals change in my body. And so that's the physical or the carnal joy. But this, so is that, so the mudita, is that the non-physical joys that you're talking about? Or could you say a little bit
Yes,
more about that? Okay.
well done, beautiful. Yeah, mudita is the non-physical. You can experience physically, but it is mental. It's happiness for the happiness of others. Beautiful example, CB. I just so appreciate you raising your hands. Like, yeah, here I've got an example of what you're describing. That's it, on the nose. Love it. Love it.
I'm so grateful to be in a place where the discussion for 25, 30 minutes is, how many people are here? 30 people talking about joy. Joy. Yay. I was so grateful. Thank you.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm feeling your joy and your gratitude. It brings me more joy. And this is so lovely. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for exploring joy together. May We experience joy for the sake of ourselves and the sake of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be joyful. May all beings be free. Ding, ding, ding. And I'm going to ask you all if you would please unmute yourselves. Wait, why can't I all hear this? Ask all to unmute. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Nikki.
Take care. Mudita to everyone. Mudita, everyone. Take care.